today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, do you ever get nervous when you are interviewing musicians?
Not really, Patrick. I mean, as long as I'm prepared, I can focus on being professional and asking good questions.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I can't remember even the last time I was even nervous or anything. Like, if I was around a beautiful singer-songwriter from Nashville who was interviewing that made me nervous, nope, not me. I wouldn't even say, I don't even think what nervous means, really. What does it mean? I don't have a dictionary. Furthermore, speaking of nervous, who's nervous anyway? I'm not nervous.
I got a little bit of a cough, Patrick.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
I think this beer will help.
Okay. Need a drink of Modelo? You need a cough drop or a bong hit? Anything?
I think this will work just fine.
Let me know.
This is medicinal. All right, what are we talking about today on Rockin' the Suburbs? I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster. Well, Jim, Bourbon and Beyond rolls on, and this was probably the most interesting interview I did with Maggie Rose, who I don't know if you know much about her. I'll give you a quick setup.
Only a little bit.
Okay. She's actually, interestingly enough, from our area. So she's kind of from the DMV.
Okay.
She grew up in Potomac. She went to Nashville when she was younger. She tried to play sort of the Nashville game. And what I love about Maggie is that she threw that completely off and now has completely reinvented herself and much more gone for like a Dusty Springfield soul country, kind of much more authentic sound with a really good band. And she played a fabulous set. Probably the second set on Saturday morning. So, you know, at these big festivals, if you're playing 11:30 at a place that holds 20, 30,000 people, it's going to be pretty lonely, but they did a great job. And it was really cool to kind of get to meet her and talk to her. So that's what this is. It's me sitting backstage with Maggie Rose. We got an air-conditioned trailer, which was very nice, and a tray of bourbon, and had a little interview. It was really cool.
That sounds really great.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Great.
All right, so should we hear the interview?
Let's do it.
All right. This is Patrick talking with Maggie Rose.
I remember the way you looked at me for the first time. And our eyes lingered in the symphony of another Saturday night. And you still do that to me. Like I'm the only one, the only melody. Yeah, it's you.
Maggie Rose, thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
Thanks
I really
for having
appreciate
me.
It. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Good to see you.
Backstage at Bourbon Beyond in Louisville. Tell me, what's the biggest challenge about doing a show early in the day like that? I thought it was fantastic. I sat out there and watched it, and you actually said good morning, which was really funny.
Yes.
But that's what it felt like.
Well, to the music festival goers, I'm sure this is the first thing they're doing today, especially if they were here yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, the most challenging part in this particular instance was the fact that we didn't even leave our venue in Indianapolis last night until 1 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So you get a few hours of rest, and then we all travel in our community. It's a women's Jewish community center van that we've basically transformed into our mode of transportation. You just have to act like it's 8 p.m. and you're the headlining act.
Right.
Also, the gratitude I have and my band has for just being able to play music is overwhelming and helps us always kind of overcome whatever hangover, whatever weariness you have. And it was a great crowd out there. I mean,
it really was. I mean, people were way into it. It was fantastic.
My favorite part of that slot is where you start with a good group of people, but by the end of the show, you've quadrupled your crowd because you're announcing that it's on and people just gravitate toward the stage.
Yeah.
And that is really hard as a performer to not get excited about.
Right. As people are coming towards you.
Yeah.
As you're playing.
You're like,
that's cool. It's filling up.
The masses. Come here.
Right. Come to the front. Talk to me about the way you integrate soul music into, I don't know if I would consider it, I don't know, is there a traditional Nashville style in 2019? I'm not really sure, but how do you integrate soul music into those, you know, sets of what people might consider, you know, today's country?
Absolutely. And I mean, that's the question everyone's asking right now is sonically, where is Nashville?
Yeah.
And the question is so exciting to me because when I moved there in 2008, it was just a country town. Right. And there were some cool things happening. The Black Keys were there, but sort of bubbling underneath the surface. And now I have so many people to collaborate with that have moved from all over the world. And that, of course, manifests itself in my music, just having those people to work with. And then also being more seasoned and having found my voice and doing this a long time, being an independent artist, not feeling like I'm under the thumb of anyone else, you start to realize things about what you want to do. And with the live album that turns one today, changed the whole thing.
I heard that.
It's so exciting. Great way to celebrate it, Bourbon and Beyond.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned things about my capabilities as a vocalist and about the energy of soul music and the family band that I have around me. It just felt like a very organic evolution.
You know, it's so interesting to me. I was last night actually preparing for this and was watching your video of the making of your cover of The Letter. And it's so interesting that Memphis and Nashville are not that far apart. You know, what is it? 2 hours, 2.5 hours, three hours down the road.
Three very tedious hours,
yeah,
I would say.
Really not
one
between.
One particular stretch is not very scenic, but I love Tennessee.
Yeah. But there's so much soul music in Memphis. And it's interesting that. It almost seems like you were saying, like, now it's starting to gravitate toward Nashville.
It's strange that there's such duality in Tennessee between Memphis and Nashville.
And Knoxville, too, if you want to go that far. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know we're a very broad state horizontally. But I think with the way that people consume music and just how connected we all are, you're going to see a lot of people having a challenging time figuring out how to categorize themselves. And I don't think that's a problem. It's a challenge to the marketing point and to your marketing team. And I acknowledge that that is a valid effort that you got to figure out. But it also, I think, is sort of like, you know, screw it. Be who you are and be that exact flavor instead of trying to emulate other people. And earlier in my career, when I was releasing music strictly for country radio, I felt like I just had to fit into one of the 20 slots that they have.
Right.
And then, not to get on that conversation again, but the out of those 20 slots, the slots reserved for women were like fractions of what was available. And it just felt like I couldn't really authentically be who I was. And you weren't able to be prolific because you would invest your entire year into the promotion of one song.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do it that way.
Right. Surely doesn't seem like that. Yeah.
I'm not a one-dimensional person.
Yeah.
And no artist I know that's worth what they do is either. So be prolific and don't be precious with your music and get it out there.
That's awesome advice. I mean, it's interesting to me watching you just this afternoon. It seems like, you know, this is an organic unit that you're playing with and the music like really flows. Do you guys write on the road? Is it possible to do that? Or are you? It is. Okay.
Well,
I didn't know if you're the kind of person who need to be locked away with a guitar and nobody calls you for, you know,
three weeks
to actually get a song.
I go off into the woods. I do know people who do that and I respect
it. It's been done.
I don't really have the luxury of being that way. And I've always been more of a collaborator when it comes to writing. While I write nearly everything that I've put out, there's always been another person who's helped me in ruminating over those things. And you know, I've got great guitar players in my band. Why would I not want them to lend their ear for that and come up with progressions that I couldn't come up with?
Mm-hmm.
And we also are so familial, but I don't know that if we didn't have that relationship and friendship that we have, that it would be that easy to come by, that sort of collaborative effort that we've
right.
all found ourselves in. Because being on the road is hard, and you're tired, and every minute of your day is pretty much used to put on your hour-long show.
That's right.
Which people don't understand, but that's why also once you get on that stage and you have that moment, it's got to be like a firework, and you have to just put it all there.
Something today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, where you're slotted in and you have to stop.
I'm like, 12:30, let's rock.
Yeah.
The crack of noon.
So to that point, I mean, what can you give us some sort of update on composition and new songs and where all that's heading?
Super excited to say that I just finished tracking and doing all the vocals for my third full-length album.
Well, that's fantastic.
And I don't know if you know about Fame Studios down in Muscle Shoals,
absolutely.
Alabama, but
yeah.
that's where we got to track
wow, that's
everything.
Fantastic. That is so cool.
It's always been a dream of mine. I've never recorded any music outside of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And Nashville has beautiful studios, and there's no denying that
yeah.
the people and places are there with which you can make great music. But at Fame, I wanted to take a little bit of a departure, both mentally and physically, since I was going into the whole process to make a soul record. And with Change the Whole Thing, Happy Birthday, it was live and just this other thing that I wanted to do. But now I'm going back into the conceptualized production and getting a little psychedelic and trying some things. And we had Emily King's BGV singers on it.
Wow.
And I wrote a lot of it with them vibes and with other people in Nashville that I work with a lot. And we had some of the Swampers on it.
Man.
David Hood played bass, Will McFarlane on guitar, who played with my favorite Bonnie Raitt. And
yeah.
then Brother Love and Alex Haddad of Them Vibes, and Sarah Tomek, who's been with me for 9 years,
yeah.
was the drummer. So it was a
She's
really
amazing.
Cool collection of people from different backgrounds, different ages, and
That's
I think
really
that
exciting.
It will reflect that
yeah.
in the music.
Well, I think our listeners should be really excited about that, because that to me seems the absolute perfect fit for
it was a dream.
Your music and where you're going. Yeah, that's so cool.
And you feel the energy
I bet.
In
just
that
walking
room.
In that room.
And
yeah.
you look at all the albums they have on the wall, and you're just like, Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, all these people are the reason that I had a little bit more ease finding my voice, especially in the soul world, funk world. There's a little neo soul even in this, and I had to draw from that room.
You know, the thing about Fame is amazing to me is that the Stones wanted to record there so bad they snuck in and recorded for like
right.
2 nights.
Yeah.
And they
Brown
weren't
Sugar.
Even allowed to say, yeah, exactly. And Wild Horses, and they weren't even allowed to say that.
Two of my
they
favorite,
did it.
Most legendary, timeless Stone songs. And I'm pretty sure that the studio looks exactly as it did when they recorded.
They've done a lot of renovation. They
right.
they shouldn't. So
no, they have. In fact, in the control room to meet fire codes, they have an axe hidden behind the couch so that you can break through the glass if a fire were to occur.
Great.
So God bless Rick Hall, and he's trained everyone who works there so well. We feel like we have another family down there.
That's amazing. That really is. That's so exciting. I'm really excited
I
about
can't wait
that
for you
development.
To hear it. 2020.
Yeah, that's great. 2020, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get you guys to send me some early demos and
you got
and,
it.
Yeah,
yes,
me know.
We'll definitely have something for you to hear before 2020,
there you
but
go. Okay.
People should anticipate it next year.
Tell us a little bit about. I know we have limited time, but tell us a little bit about. What the rest of the year holds. I know you're going to be in D.C. in December.
Yes. So, right?
So
I'm a
cool.
Maryland girl originally.
Yeah, so this is something I just learned.
I was just up there to see my little sister get
that's
married.
So, cool.
So sniff, sniff. Well, I'm looking at my calendar here, and we're doing a bunch of shows with Heart and Joan Jett on their Love Alive tour, which, speaking of just badass women.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
People who taught me how to sing.
Joan Jett
is unbelievable. And Joan Jett's attitude and the Wilson sisters, it's kind of hard to beat. We'll be in Charlottesville. We'll be in West Virginia. We're going to Alpharetta. We're going to Oxford, Mississippi, Memphis. We're going to be back in Louisville.
Nice.
Oh, wait,
when
no,
that?
That's today.
Oh, that's today. Never mind.
Sorry.
you missed that one, folks.
But we'll come to D.C. on December 21st,
yeah.
which is my older sister's wedding anniversary, actually. And we're also doing a charity event in November in DC as well.
Fantastic.
For Car Cares. But we'll play at Bethesda Blues and Jazz on December 21st. We always do a Christmas show there.
That's awesome. Okay.
Have people bring a toy for Toys for Tots.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Get everybody in the Christmas spirit.
I will shout out for some George Jones, Tammy Wynette
covers,
because that's my favorite, one of my favorite Christmas albums of all time. It's really great.
I love that idea. Okay, thank you. I will review that. Maybe I can get my husband to do that with me, because we got engaged at that venue. He surprised me.
He's
a singer, yeah.
Huh. In Bethesda.
On March 21st. What's it about the 21st right now?
21st. We don't know what's going on. Yeah.
It's a good thing. Today is the 21st.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is weird. Okay. That bodes well. You seem probably as enthusiastic and excited about where things are going as anything I could see since I've recently talked to an artist. That must be a good feeling.
That makes me really happy. Almost a little emotional. I am. It's been a long journey to find that voice and do what I want to do. And I feel just lucky that I found something that's sustainable and that I'm passionate about. And I think, you know, people often think being an independent artist puts you at a disadvantage, but that's not really the case for us, because we can move at the pace we want to move at. And from the last couple of years, it's an expedient pace. We're moving as fast as we want to, and it's going well. And finding your fandom and the people who actually connect with your music is the greatest gift I could have gotten. So I think that that's what makes me want to go back and write more music. And I'm already thinking about album number 4.
Well,
so
that's a good sign. Yeah. When you have more songs than you can use. Well, Maggie, thank you so much for taking some time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And best of luck. Anything you want to tell our listeners before we sign off here?
Well, we actually, to celebrate the anniversary of Change the Whole Thing, they can see our documentary that we filmed, because we did it with a 16-piece band.
Oh, nice.
Live. And Austin, where can people see this documentary? Okay, so basically the internet. You can
That's
just
Austin.
Find it on the internet. And
yeah, there you go.
It's really an immersive look at all the music, and
wow,
you'll get
so
to meet
cool.
all the characters behind it, and they are characters, so you can
Better.
Check that out today. It's
all
out
right.
this afternoon.
All right, that's fantastic. We'll do that. And I would also encourage everyone, our listeners are big, big Starbox Tops fans, Alex Chilton fans, so definitely go check out that cover of the letter. It's really cool, and there's a little mini doc of all the people that made that too.
Yes.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, Maggie. Thank you so much. Best of luck. I know you got to run to another show, but I appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you for all your thoughtful questions.
Absolutely.
Every day seems like you wake up in the morning a little bit further from where you wanna be. You're losing faith. Say, what's the point of trying when you're running out of time and you're in this deep? Well, I ain't trying to tell you what to do. Lord knows I got a lot to learn myself. But it's getting harder watching you, putting that heart of yours through hell. The world wasn't broken in a day, and it ain't gonna stay this way forever. But you ain't gotta change the whole damn thing. You just gotta leave it a little better. You ain't gotta change the whole thing. You just gotta leave it a little better. It's a tough.
So that was great, right, Jim? She's so nice. And I got to tell you this. I'm going to be completely honest. You know, when you're at a festival, you've been to festivals, Jim, or
yes,
big shows.
I like festivals.
And you see somebody up on the big screen, you're like, wow, this person is amazingly alluring. Like, look at that. You know, they're so cool. Like, for example, Jenny Lewis. We saw Jenny Lewis.
Sure.
And she played with the Elton John, like, glasses, and she was behind the piano with rhinestones. It was awesome. And Maggie, the same thing. You're like, halfway across the infield, you're like, wow, what a persona, you know? And then you meet that person in person,
yeah,
and you're like, oh my God, I can see why they project. You know, they have an aura or like this magnetism, and you're like, I went backstage with the manager and like, Patrick's next, you know, hurry up.
Yeah.
She's doing a bunch of interviews and there's 15 people in the room. You can immediately tell who stands out in that room.
This is why I really can't go out in public much.
That's right.
Because
it happens to you.
Yes, it does. And people are overwhelmed by my aura.
That's right.
My
it's
essence.
Kind of purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you had a good time at the festival. So that's
I was working
cool.
hard, Jim.
That's
I want to say Saturday, man, I was sweating. For our brand and
it's hot
podcast.
There, isn't it?
Man, it was so hot.
Did you have the beard then, or did you start growing the beard after?
It was midway in production. Yeah, so it was kind of at that bad scratchy period. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's not good. Okay, so we have two more days of Bourbon and Beyond dispatches.
That's right. Hydrate, people.
Man,
it's coming.
On Rockin' the Suburbs, you can find us on all the big podcast platforms.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from anyone else who knows Maggie Rose's
for sure.
work.
Yeah.
Or went to the festival or went to any festival or just has ears and listens to music. You can comment by emailing rock@suburbspod.com. That's the email address.
Yep.
Or you can call, leave a message on the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. There you go. Or hit us up on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod.
You can do that. And find Maggie out there, too. She's very prominent on those channels. Mm-hmm. And also, really want to thank the Bourbon and Beyond people for being so nice to set up all the interviews they did while I was out there. You know, you can find that festival on the social medias.
Very cool. All right. Did you bet on any horses while you were there?
I didn't have time. No. However, I will tell you this as
I'm
a
not
quick
sure
sideline.
If the meet's even running right now, is it?
Well, I'll tell you this as a quick sideline. My wife was out there for business.
Yes.
And this precipitated the whole event.
Yes.
And they actually had an event at Churchill Downs.
Oh, okay.
So they got to bet on the ponies a little bit while they were out there at lunch.
All right. Let's get out of here and have more Bourbon and Beyond tomorrow,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. We're going to hear from Scott Boykin tomorrow, so stay tuned.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. I ain't got time to take no fast train. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Whoa, the baby, she wrote me a letter.
Nervous, never nervous, Ellison. Now that's a Louisville reference.